Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. And if you're feeling a little badly about yourself, maybe you screwed up yesterday, maybe you just, you know, today you're not feeling the greatest for some reason, let me tell you that you're not as stupid as this guy, okay?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, this is a way to start the day off. Sometimes you're motivated by, you know, raising yourself up or comparing yourself to people who are just dumber than you.
Yeah, at least I'm not as stupid as this guy theory.
Yeah, there's an apartment building in Colorado had to be evacuated because, this man of the year set fire to an entire field because, well, he was using fireworks to blow up pumpkins.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. How much damage? Oh, just $70,000 in damage.
Whoa.
That's all he did.
Oh, dude, I'm looking at one of the pictures. Look at one of the cars.
Yeah, a lot of cars got affected by this genius and his blowing up the pumpkins with fireworks, which set a field on fire.
He's supposed to smash the pumpkins, not burn the pumpkins.
That's right. The band's not called Burning Pumpkins.
No.
Okay?
Unless maybe there's still pumpkin seeds in there and he was just hoping to cook them. Eliminate the middleman and removing them out of the pumpkin and just torching the whole pumpkin.
Well, that is a quick way to get it done. But
holy smokes. I'm looking at some of the damage that this guy did. He wrecked that area.
Yeah, he did. Wow. That is just nuts. I love it. There was a great camera shot. It just had the reporter, and then it just kept going back and back, and it looks like a post-apocalyptic situation.
Yeah, the fence is just wrecked and charred.
Yeah, police have interviewed a person of interest in connection with this fire, but they haven't made an official arrest. I just say ask him questions, and when he sounds like an idiot, know he's the one.
Do you think alcohol was involved in this situation?
Oh, well. Yeah, I bet. I mean, if I had to put money down, here's some of the neighbors talking about this big $70,000 scorched field.
We just heard this huge boom out back.
This entire fence was just ablaze in like bright orange. Someone in the apartment complex was sprinting up and down the hallways, knocking on everyone's door.
We look out through our front window and we just see a bright orange glow. Why? Why would you even start with that? It baffles my mind.
Yep.
Again, I think Jack Daniels. That's why.
Apartment living, brother. See, apartment living.
We used to do this, but not with fireworks necessarily. We used to do flaming pumpkins of death.
Oh, okay.
And so we would light them on. We put a bunch of gasoline in them and then light them on fire so that we could get the picture of them being on fire. I'll post the picture to the BJ and Makes Facebook page. That's what we used to do, and we are completely sober because we were underage.
Boy,
so you're just young and stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least you were doing it in what seems like in a contained area. You weren't trying to set fire to a bunch of pumpkins in a field.
Yeah, that was my front porch. At least it was my mom's house. It wasn't an entire
You're
house.
Totally
front
safe.
Porch.
Yeah.
Completely fine.
You tried, Steve. You really tried to qualify that Danny wasn't as dumb as this guy, but really, this could have been Danny.
Yep. This is,
It's a good thing in New Mexico, there's not a lot to burn.
Just a bunch of dry.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah, there's not a lot to burn at all in New Mexico. Just a bunch of dirt.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, we used to just smash people's pumpkins, which looking back was really douchey. Now that I know how expensive pumpkins can be.
Well, it's karma, buddy.
Yeah.
You know what? You hear old people go, one day you'll get it, pal. You're going to understand.
Yep. I'll go outside my house. I'm like, these mother effers to smash my pumpkins.
Oh, you wait. You haven't experienced the smash pumpkin
and the disappointment and sadness of a little child when they see the pumpkin smashed.
Oh, yeah, I never thought about that, too.
Oh, you're going to see it from the other side, my friend.
Fortunately, she'll just be a fetus for this, so that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so this
no
year,
disappointment.
Yeah, this year you don't have to worry about it.
Maybe even not next year.
No, but probably, you know, the year after, yeah, she's going to be like, oh, I love my, and you're going to be like, wow.
And we used to really go out of our way to get people's pumpkin, like climb up those emergency back exits. Like if someone's
you put some effort.
Yeah, we were really into just trying to be dangerous with it, but it was really stupid.
Parkour pumpkin smashing.
Yeah, nice. Trying to find anywhere, and then you get pissed when you see pumpkins already smashed before you got there. You're like, oh, the rival pumpkin smashers.
Those bastards!
Them.
How dare they make somebody else's life miserable before me?
Gosh, teenagers, we're all so stupid.
Yeah.
Some set fires.
Yeah.
Others just smash them.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Teenagers, or I don't know. Danny said that was from his teen years. That looks like a very recent picture.
In all fairness, I think the timestamp said 2010.
It did.
Yeah.
Yes.
2010.
So 9 years ago.
9 years ago. You weren't a child.
You were 21.
Was I 21?
Yeah.
How old
were.
Are you right now?
I am 32.
Oh, wait, you were 23.
You weren't even a teenager.
Oh, yeah. How
you're
old
a grown
I?
Man.
22.
I thought, yeah, he's an idiot. I told you. He's a professional idiot.
And then alcohol could be involved.
It wasn't, though. I didn't drink at 22.
You need to say it was, because being doing this at a 22.
It was. I was so drunk. I don't.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's a guy. I'm alcohol. Telling you, as a 23-year-old, I was sober and I did stupid things of my right mind.
I'm ready to cut him some slack, because I thought he was 16.
Yeah. I'm just ready to cut him.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, that's a little extreme, but
well,
sure.
Listen, smashing pumpkins as a sober person? Oh, yeah. The death penalty.
Well, he was burning pumpkins, so that's fine.
Oh, that's even worse than the death penalty. We got to take his family.
Wow.
We can't let this spread, Rev.
This got real dark.
I'm sorry. The gene pool has to stop with him.
One Texas says, I love snowman tipping. We never did that.
Just shove over a snowman.
Wow, that's interesting. Snowman tipping? Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know why that doesn't bother you as much as pumpkin smashing.
I think it's because you hate snowmen.
Yeah, that's true. A snowman beat you up when you were young.
Oh, that's right. That's the true. Snowman that attacked me. Yes, I forgot about that story.
I read one of those really, really true stories on the internet. And because it was on the internet, we know it was true. Some dude kept running over this kid's snowman with his truck. And so one day they built the snowman over a fire hydrant.
Oh.
And he ended up totaling his car.
Oh.
That's hilarious.
It's like, it's his fault for being a jerk.
I like that plan. Even if it's not true, I still love the sound of the whole thing.
Right? One texter says, hey, I've blown up pumpkins before. It's hilarious, but never resulted in a disaster like this guy. But then again, we never did it next to a building either, from Matthew.
Well, Matthew, at least you had the foresight to do it in an area where it wasn't a problem, so you're not as dumb as Danny.
Sure.
What do you think? Should we line this guy up and throw pumpkins at him? Is that the proper punishment?
Oh, that's the punishment.
Squad.
Wow.
Yes.
Instead of being stoned, he's pumpkined.
So should they be fresh, hard pumpkins so it hurts, or should they be old, mushy ones?
Old, mushy ones.
Mushy.
Why can't we have a little bit of both?
Because the old, mushy ones are nasty.
Yeah.
Maybe you put one over his head.
No.
The old, moldy ones.
Oh,
we get a little catapult.
Okay.
And catapulted out of.
All right.
Yes!
All of this.
Okay, well, this is. You
Brilliant.
Say I'm dark. I just want to get rid of the guy and not make him suffer.
Well, he'll never do it again if we do that.
Yeah, if he's also dead, he won't either.
No, I'm not looking to kill him. We're not going to set him on fire like Danny did. The pumpkins.
I look to be. Look, when I decide it's over for somebody, mm-hmm. it's very humane how I want to have it done. Okay? Mm-hmm. No pumpkin, you know, basically torture, none of that.
Just treat him like a pumpkin head.
I don't even know what that means.
Put a pumpkin on his head.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. I guess that's exactly what that means. Okay.
It's very cut and dry, BJ.
Yeah, it's very, very cut and dried. All right, here's something that's not so cut and dried, but it really should be. When getting arrested, you know, this woman had to learn one thing. You know, it's not a good idea to start dancing on the cop while you're being handcuffed.
Yeah.
Steve will tell you all about this. He's got the news for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
well-informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Snoqualmie Casino for giving us the Migs Report. And happy National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day.
Oh. Wow.
Who do I slap?
Well, I need to leave.
Well, it's also National Croc Day.
Yeah!
No, it's not.
So I think today's the day we slap the Rev because he's the only person celebrating.
That's a good idea.
Croc Day because he's calling it Croctober.
Yeah, it is. Croctober. Full comfort.
There we go. I love when the universe is in harmony.
Yes.
Slap a coworker that's annoying and Croc Day. Yeah.
It's also National Boston Cream Pie Day.
Ooh.
So if you have a coworker eating a cream pie, you probably don't want to slap them. Let them enjoy it.
Man, I haven't had a Boston cream pie in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute for me as well.
I mean, I've had the donuts a lot, but you know, the cream pie itself, which is the OG, been a long time.
Well, I don't know if you've ever been arrested, BJ, but here's a valuable lesson. If you're being arrested and you're being handcuffed, it's probably not a good idea to start grinding on the cop as you're being arrested.
Ooh.
This happened in Alabama at the University of Alabama back in 2018, but the video has just come out. 24-year-old woman who apparently likes to party. She was drunk, and, well, she got arrested outside of a Waffle House. Not exactly sure why she was being arrested, but I would imagine there's some alcohol involved and she's maybe being a little disorderly and things like that. So the cop is handcuffing her, and that's when April, this 24-year-old, decided, you know what, I'm gonna back that ass up and start grinding on him as she's being handcuffed.
Oh, lovely.
And the best part is she does color commentary as she's doing it, and somebody filmed it and we have the audio.
You like that? Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, man, she's aggressive.
Yeah, she is.
I don't know if he liked that, but I liked it.
From what I can tell, it's like I'd like to arrest her. I think I would like to arrest that woman.
There's her mugshot. She looks like a very happy person.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? She looks like she likes to get after it.
She likes to party.
Yeah.
She's actually really cute.
I know. And if I'm that cop, I think I might have to let her off if you were.
Well, if you need to, if you like her that much, maybe you can help her with the financial situation because she's raising money on her Instagram saying, went through some legal trouble. If you want to throw me $5, Venmo me. I'd like that.
Oh, you know what? You know what? She is a straight shooter with management potential.
Oh, actually, we have audio of somebody sending her Venmo, and this is what it sounds like when she found out that she got $5.
You like that?
Why is she not a cam girl? She needs to be a cam girl stat.
I mean, she might be already.
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine that's going to make interest in going to the University of Alabama at an all-new high.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Especially if you're a police officer.
She's my new favorite kid today.
And she was at the Waffle House.
And that's another reason why you love her.
See, I like people like that in the news. People that are doing stupid stuff, but really not harming anyone.
No.
Unlike this guy who's 46 years old and he's in Chicago.
Oh, what'd he do?
And he was just arrested because, well, he took Duke and rubbed and smashed it on people's cars.
Really? No! He was the Duke rubber?
He would carry around a brown paper bag.
Oh.
And there was something brown inside that bag.
No.
And then he would just smear it on cars.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes.
Gosh.
In fact, we have audio of a woman that noticed him doing it.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Okay, maybe not.
Okay, that's...
I don't think anybody likes that.
No, I don't like that, girl. No, nobody I don't. I don't like Duke, man.
Can everybody please stop doing that?
Yeah, that's... We don't need that.
Hey, somebody just did a big study on what is the most popular horror movie villain in your state.
Ooh, in your state?
They took 12 classic horror villains that were just like super well-known, like Jack Nicholson, Jack from The Shining, Pennywise the Clown from It, Chucky from Child's Play, Hannibal Lecter, Leatherface, Alien, Ghostface from Scream, Norman Bates from Psycho, Freddy Krueger, Dracula, all those kind of people.
Wow, okay, that's a lot.
And determined which ones are most popular based on Google Trends in certain states. So Jack Nicholson's Jack Torrance from The Shining, most popular of the bunch. 10 states, including Colorado, where the movie is set, which makes sense. But what do you think is the number one horror movie villain in Washington State?
Ooh.
And it is one of the ones I listed.
Okay.
So that's a hint.
All right. I'm going to say Mike Myers.
Wrong.
Ah, dang it.
Just because of Twilight, I'm going to say vampires.
Wrong.
Danny.
Jason.
Wrong.
Ah, Rev.
Freddy Krueger.
Wrong.
Damn
wrong.
It.
Nope. Oh. I actually would have never guessed this one. Of all the ones that I listed, this would probably be the last one that I would have picked. Alien.
Oh, man. Oh,
creature
I was
from Alien.
Yeah. I was thinking that, but I really...
Yeah, I mean, it does kind of, I mean, I don't consider that a horror movie, but some people
I know.
Do.
What? It's an absolute horror movie.
It's more sci-fi to me, but it definitely has horror elements. It's a mashup. I'll give you that much. It's a mashup of horror and sci-fi.
All right.
Okay. If you had to pick number one horror movie villain, who would you go with?
The number one horror... Well, you know what? I got to give a nod to Freddy. I just think Freddy's the man.
Freddy Krueger?
Yeah.
Nice. I think I would go with the guy from Chicago smearing poop on people's cars. That's me.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
And a close second, Jason Voorhees.
Oh, Jason.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a guy with a goalie mask.
Oh, of course. I forgot about that.
Do not flag that.
Yeah.
So glad the music was playing so you can. Vicky.
Oogie Boogie from Night Before Christmas.
Oh, wow.
I don't like scary movies.
Oh, that's right.
So, Danny? Scary enough.
Leatherface.
Oh, from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
The original one?
Oh, yeah. I'm still scared of that guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Just the opening scene, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Why wasn't Kathy Bates from Misery in that list?
You're right, man.
She was
the cobbler scene?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Taking out the ankles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Let's talk about the World Series yesterday. As the Nationals took out the Houston Astros, the Nationals took Game 1 of the World Series 5-4. Game 2 is going to be happening tonight, 5 p.m. on Fox. You can watch that game. Sounders, big game tonight at CenturyLink Field. It's the conference semifinals taking on Real Salt Lake, 7 p.m. Good luck, Sounders.
Is this a one-and-done, Danny, or is this a home-and-away?
No, one-and-done. They don't do the home-and-away anymore for the playoffs.
Really?
They changed it this year.
Whoa.
Even for the finals?
Yes.
One and done.
That's ridiculous.
Wow. I'm so excited. You have no idea. If you see me, say hi. I'll be at the game.
Oh, good, good. Good luck to you.
Yeah. Danny's got the kid on.
He's excited. One and done. I kind of like that, though.
I do, too. I'm actually, because I got so confused with the aggregate and all that stuff. Like, I was like, well, but this year they changed it. This is the first year. And everyone keeps asking about that. So.
Yeah, because there's sometimes where it's game two. And, like, you're rooting. You're like, I don't know. How much do they need at this point?
Yeah.
You know, where are they at? Are they going to win? I don't know.
Yeah.
So now you know. One and done.
Boy, that's scary. Boom. Because a lot of times the home field advantage seems to be a thing.
That's very true.
Well, you know what?
Well, we're playing here, yeah.
Yeah, we're playing here, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, this doesn't bother me, but if we go on, I feel like we're not going to have home pitch advantage, right?
Probably not.
Too. Yeah. Home pitch advantage.
That's, I think, what the kids call it. The HPA.
I don't think they do.
No. As far as weather, 57 degrees and cloudy. Thanks to Kia Puyol for giving us the Migs Report, and that's what's up.
We got some info from the researchers of the University of Sussex in England.
We need
to get their information. They just basically released results of a study that shows that, you know what? Turns out it actually can be bad for people's well-being if their companies ban them from checking emails at home. Yeah, sure it is. I see. This is a one study I just refuse to believe.
A study done by a bunch of bosses from America.
Exactly. According to this study, they say, quote, people need to deal with email in the way that suits their personality and their goal priorities in order to feel like they are adequately managing their workload.
Mm.
Yeah, boy, that's a dragon you keep chasing, though.
Yeah, there are days where I'm just like, you know what? I don't need to just keep checking my damn work email. And then something will happen. I'm like, I'm so glad I checked my work email at like 8 p.m. last night. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just don't know what's going to go down. That being said, when our emails were all down, when the hackers took over for however long that happened, didn't have email for like a week.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Right.
I was so at peace.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I was listening to the men's room yesterday, and Miles was talking about that, too, that sometimes he goes out, he forgets his phone, and it sucks for the first 20 minutes. And then he's just so happy he's not tethered to that thing, that ball and chain electronic style.
Because, I mean, you could tell yourself, don't look, but you have that access in your hand. That's what I love about playing hockey. You know, it's like I can't have my phone on me when I'm playing.
Oh, I would love to see that.
That would be awesome. Yeah, right? Just have it like hanging from my neck. People use it as a target. But it's so nice not to, for an hour and a half, I'm like completely removed from any technology.
Yeah, they're saying that some of us really need to check emails at home so we can feel like we're staying on top of our work. Okay, I just don't know if that's really in the long run good for us if we don't have some sort of, I don't know, I don't want to call it self-imposed, but maybe self-imposed is the best way, just non-phone time. You know, just to unplug and just put it away and not even look at it.
Yeah, I saw some study. I think they have it, but I saw some study where they were talking about how, like, kids are now gotten to the point where they're asking their parents to get off their phones. And I was like, that's sad when a kid is actually asking the parent to get off the phone.
Wow, that is trippy. So the kids who we thought, well, okay, they're the ones with the technology. They're the ones that adapt, and they'll have their face buried in the phone. And usually it's the parent that says, hey, man, come on, will you please get your face out of the phone? And turns out, according to this study, yeah, kids between 5 and 18 years old, half of them say that their kids have asked them, hey, put down the dang phone, mom, pop, do it.
I feel like that's got to be a moment of clarity as a parent where you're like, you know what? This is bad. I gotta tone this down.
And this is going to be a problem for you, Steve.
Yeah?
Well, only because it says the percentage of people that have a hard time with this, and 69. You're about to be a parent, 69%.
Nice.
So you know that it's going to be a problem for you.
Well, now I'm torn. Where do I go to keep it at 69?
Yeah, this is a tough
one.
Do
I use the phone or not use the phone?
Ooh, this is a tough one. You just keep a close eye on the stat and know which way you got to go.
Because I'm a stats man.
Yeah, so a lot of parents say they feel addicted to their phone.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Survey also found that parents say they spend an average of 2 hours and 41 minutes per day hanging out with their kids. All right, Steve, that's you got that to live up to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And 2 hours and 17 minutes messing around on their phone. Wow, almost the same amount of time on their phone as with their kid. So your phone is your extra kid.
Hey, I'm going to have to work on that, that's for sure, because I feel like I'm addicted to my phone.
So who do I love more, my children or my phone?
Well, you just got the nice new iPhone.
I hate to say it.
That's the same old children.
This is the baby of the family right now, this new iPhone 11 Pro.
Out of all the apps and all the things that we can do on our phone, what is the one thing you have a hard time not checking? Like, what's the one app you're most addicted to?
It's got to be Facebook, or Messenger, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Messenger is what I'm
Twitter
always...
for me.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm constantly refreshing it because it's just like, because it's a real-time scroll, and I just enjoy reading people's stuff. I find Twitter to be super, like, relaxing to me. I know some people hate it, but I think I must follow the right type of people.
You must,
because it's rarely miserable on Twitter. All the other social media for me is super miserable.
See, for me, that is Instagram, because it's just pictures. I don't have to read people's opinions. I can just look at the pretty pictures.
And for me, definitely anything with memes, so Imgur.
Oh, there we go.
And that's how I stay up to date with news and memes.
Oh, Pinterest lost you, huh? Pinterest lost you?
Pinterest is cool, but I'll scroll it for a little bit, then get tired of it. Imgur, I can do it for a long time.
Hey, close second to YouTube, though.
Oh, YouTube. Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that's an app, but you're absolutely right. If I got to count that, then YouTube actually wins over Messenger because I'm always watching stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, you're getting all your board game tutorials.
I just started watching Impulse, that one of the YouTube original shows. It's pretty intense.
So he says, I saw a dad in a hotel pool while the kid was in the pool looking at his dad, ignoring him. It was pitiful. Yeah, I get bummed out when I see like somebody with their kid and they're holding hands, but their other hand is holding a phone. I'm like, you gotta, I mean, come on, assess the situation. You're so lucky you have a child with you that's like looking up to you, enjoying your presence, and you're still nose deep in your phone.
Yeah, it is frustrating. You know, people, you just see it. People walking in crosswalks and just going really slow, not realizing they're about to get hit by a car. Just people just walking aimlessly in an aisle, just blocking everybody because they're on their phone. Yeah, it is. It's amazing just how just zombified we've become by these things. Like you said, Steve, you got this wonderful, precious moment in front of you.
Yeah.
And you're not even looking.
You're ignoring it.
Yeah. How about you, Danny? Which one would you have to say is yours?
Oh, I always keep my phone in my pocket, usually when I'm with Lily. So the only thing I do is take it out to post pictures and send them to you guys.
So it's the picture app.
Yeah.
It's the camera app.
It's Instagram. Just camera app.
Yeah, that is an interesting thing. Danny might be the only parent that goes, no, I need this phone to have a relationship with you so I can pretty much put you everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How are people supposed to know I'm a dad if I don't have it on social media all the time?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a very good point, Steve.
Just a dude with a kid.
Yeah. I mean, for all we know, he's babysitting at
that
point.
Don't know. You could be the Manny. We need to know you're the daddy. Yesterday, Steve... he did get this one wrong.
Which author wrote not only the James Bond books, but also Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Daniel Craig.
No.
I don't know. John Grisham.
No.
I'm going to say Dr. Seuss.
No.
Dr. Seuss, of course. What would James Bond be like if Dr. Seuss wrote that?
Dialogue would be awesome.
Yeah, it really would be. We're looking for Ian Fleming. You shot at beating Steve, coming up at 6:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.